Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hallöchen und ganz herzlich willkommen zu dieser Star-Talk-Folge mit mir, Vivi, und mit Ray Dalton. Erstmal vorab, ich habe mich so krass gefreut, dass ich dieses Interview führen durfte, denn wir haben tatsächlich vor einem Jahr schon mal gesprochen und da hat er mich schon so verzaubert mit seiner krass positiven Energie. Es ist wirklich unfassbar, wie er so einen Raum einfach zum Strahlen bringen kann. Ja, und jetzt hat sich innerhalb von diesem Jahr einfach auch so viel verändert für ihn. Er hat erstmal sein allererstes Solo-Album rausgebracht. Dann geht er nächstes Jahr ab Februar tatsächlich auch zum allerersten Mal auf Tour. Also man könnte sagen, läuft bei ihm. Und in dieser Folge sprechen wir natürlich über diese ganzen Themen, über sein neues Album The Unknown, über seine Tour und auch darüber, dass auch er natürlich nicht immer nur happy unterwegs ist. Ich hoffe, ihr habt beim Hören genauso viel Spaß wie ich während des Interviews. Hier ist die neue Folge mit Ray Dalton. Hey there, it's Vivi and I hope you're ready for 30 minutes, I guess, of Ray Dalton fashion. I'm super excited that you're here, Ray Dalton. Welcome. Good
Thank
to see you.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Good to have you here again. I don't know if you remember, but last year, like almost 1 year ago, we did an interview together. Mm-hmm. It was one of my first interviews here at Energy. I was super excited and you gave me a lot of good energy. And that's why I'm so happy that I can interview again today.
Yeah, that's awesome.
How do you feel?
I feel good. My album just came out and my family and my friends came all the way from Seattle and the US and Poland and London and my German family friends here. Nice. I'm just so happy the album's out.
Yeah. Let's talk about the album, of course, later, but let's start like a bit small talking, chit-chatting.
Little chit-chat, little tea, coffee, party.
Yeah. I saw yesterday on Instagram that you had to wake up super early. You've been to the MoMA, right?
Yes, yes.
At which time did you wake up?
I woke up at 3 o'clock and started doing vocal warm-ups because for a singer, singing early in the morning is like our kryptonite. It's really difficult to sing in the morning.
Yeah.
Because the voice takes some time. So I was like, my voice didn't want to wake up. So.
Oh, no. But today it was good. You can
Today it was good. I listened to it. I was like, okay, I sound good. I'm okay. I'm happy.
Okay, nice. Yeah. But are you like a morning person or more like a night owl?
I am both. Like, I'm more of a morning person when I, like, don't have anything to do, or I'd rather wake up early so I can just get everything I want to get done. Mm-hmm. And I'm only a night owl if I'm, like, with certain friends where we're going to just, the party continues and you're like, it's 3 a.m. I didn't even know. So it just depends.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so let's start talking about your album. First of all, congrats. It's your very first album.
Thank you so much.
How exciting is it? How do you feel?
I mean, I can't believe that it's out and it still hasn't hit me a little bit yet. I think it will hit me when I get home, maybe in Seattle, but I'm just excited. I was so happy to share different like type of music. Mm-hmm. And the songs are just more me, and you get to hear and see me more as an artist and as a person. Not that you don't see me with the singles, but it's just nice to show different sides of myself vocally and as a songwriter.
Yeah. So, yeah, we get to know you better. Yeah. We learn a lot about you, your thoughts, what moves you, and like, you don't have, there's no features. It's just you. It's just Ray Dalton. You put yourself in the spot and it's in the best way.
Yeah.
And I could think about that. It's very scary as well, right? Like to expose yourself so much. Or how do you feel about that?
I just feel as an artist, it's scary being an artist because you just never know how people are going to take in what your vulnerable stuff you're talking about. And yeah, there are some deep cuts on the album, but also there was really uplifting too. And there's party stuff and there's just good club songs and just good singing in the car by yourself songs. And, you know, I just feel like it's my job to show more aspects other than let's be happy every day, you know, which is okay. I am naturally a happy person, but, you know, sometimes it's okay to be sad and it's okay to be a little frustrated and, you know, you soak that up, you live it, and then it's time to go back to partying and being happy.
Yeah, sounds good. What were the first reactions you got, like the vibe? What does people say?
Oh, I mean, I woke up just with...
I can imagine, yeah.
And friends telling me, I love this song. And then friends who've known me since, like, I was 5 years old, like, I'm crying, I heard the songs, and I just can't believe it. And they've known where it started and where it is now. And I think it's just like, it's not just a big win for me. It's really a big win for my fans and all my, like, people, mm-hmm. my friends and family, because they've been with it. They've been with me through everything. And so it's like a celebration more than it is like a, I did it, I'm cool. Like, you know, it's more like, yeah, it's out, finally.
Yeah. So, yeah, every one of us, we were waiting a bit longer than you told us, actually. Because I remember last year, you told me, yeah, it's coming at the end of 2023 or beginning of 2024. So why did you take, like, more time producing it?
It's funny. I just didn't know what I really wanted to, how I wanted to put the body of work out. I didn't know the story I was telling. And I wrote this beautiful song called The Unknown. And I knew I wanted it to be on the album. But I had also other songs that I felt like I didn't know if they matched. And I also wanted to tell a story with this album. Mm-hmm. And I knew people don't listen to albums anymore. So I really wanted to have a song people knew. And then a song they don't. So I was basically releasing the album as singles. Mm-hmm. And people really didn't know that it was an album. But also, I think I'm just... Sometimes I get in my own head. And I really am, like, super anal. And I tend to be like, no, I'm very stubborn. And I'm working on that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my management was like, time to go. You're done. Stop playing in the sand.
Yeah,
we have to go home. Okay. And so that's really what it was.
Yeah, but you're happy now with everything
so
coming
happy.
Together.
I'm so proud of everything. Okay. There's nothing that can be changed. I'm super happy with it.
Yeah. What was, like, the process? Like, for how long in total did you write on this album? Like, how long did it took you?
I felt like, you know, I could say it took 8 years. I could say it took a year. I could say it took a certain amount of times. I'm always writing songs. Like, when I go home, I write songs. It's just my way of doing things. Mm-hmm. I had some songs for 2 years or 4 years. Champagne King originally was written for Flo Rida. And so I saved it for myself because I was like, I want this. And his team wanted something, another song that I wrote. And so I was able to get that song back, Champagne King, and added verses, and we just retouched it up a little bit for this album. Mm-hmm. So each song has, like, a different timeline, but majority of the album was written a year ago. Yeah.
Okay. And what moved you most, like, during this process, making the album? What was your, like, thoughts, your state of mind during that time?
You know, I was so happy that I didn't have to worry about any songs being, when you write an album, you always have, like, maybe one or two singles from the album. Mm-hmm. And I had released basically all my singles, and I just got to write. No pressure of it, no expectations. I don't want to say pressure, mm-hmm. but no expectations of any song having to be a top 40, top 10. It was just, let me write about what's going on in my life, what's going on in the world, what's going on in my friend's life, and what's inspiring me. And that was, like, the beauty of it.
Mm-hmm. So I know it's super hard to pick a favorite, but
I know where you're
if
going.
You must, is it The Unknown for you or any other song? What would you say?
It's so tough because there's so many I love. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I woke up, downloaded my album, bought it on iTunes, just, like, saved all of it. And then I started playing and I hear my bones and then it goes into The Unknown. And I'm like, I'm getting dressed because I have to go meet with my family and friends and do some interviews. And The Unknown's halfway. And I'm like, ooh.
Really?
I started crying. And I was like, yeah, it just hit me so hard.
Wow.
When I heard it and just where I've started and where I'm at now, it's just, it really hit me hard. So I would say The Unknown, because it has that huge impact on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And still, like, I mean, you wrote it, you sung it and everything, but still you get so emotional hearing it. That's nice.
Yeah, and that's why I named the whole album that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, talking about the name, of course I have to ask why the second E in The Unknown.
So I grew up in church, and when you read the Bible, it says the in certain verses. The is like the power that is done. So it's like the power. It's done. So I felt like the story of The Unknown was walking into unfamiliar territory, taking a chance on yourself, you know, just walking into the fearful future. And I wanted there to be power walking into the unknown future.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's the T-H-E-E in the American Bible. It's the, it's like, it's done. It's the power. Yeah.
Wow. So simple, but so meaningful. Yeah. Like, wow. I like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's talk about the song. Like, can you say, like, yeah, of course you can say in your own words, what is it about?
Like what I just said, it's about walking into the future, walking into things that kind of make us fearful, and stepping into the unknown. Sometimes when we are going through stuff, we're afraid to like detach from people or to have change. And sometimes change can really change your life and really be for the better. But sometimes we don't want that change. And I think it was important also for myself to walk into change and accept it and say, hey, I'm on this path. It's not going to be easy, but I know when I get towards the end, I'm going to be way happier. And so that's what The Unknown is about.
Yeah, I really can relate. I'm the worst person when it gets to changes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so afraid of it.
Yeah.
I think most people are, actually. I think humans are like, yeah, I like it comfortable, you know.
Of course.
Yeah, but you have to go through it. As you said, it's super important to do it. Will it be, that's what we, for us, is unknown, mm-hmm. will this song be the next song on the radio, maybe?
What I would love it to be. Yeah? I mean, I think the record company picks with me, but yeah, I would like this to be the next single. And honestly, it will be the next single because that's the one I'm pushing next. So you hear it from me.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, we're excited. For me, I really like The Unknown as well, mm-hmm. because the theme moves me, kind mm-hmm. of. But with my demons, I really like that one.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite, actually.
Heck yeah.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
I love it.
It gives me kind of, I don't know, how I understood it. Yeah, it's not just about accepting your past or your dark sides you have. It's about, like, yeah, living with it and drawing strength from it, from them, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I understood it. So what are your demons specifically? Like, what did you say?
You know what I love about what you just said is I think it's important that people interpret the album themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that you... I just love hearing that. It makes me happy. Yeah, I think my demons are always being... Sometimes with music, I get in this little circle where it's like I'm in a rabbit hole and I'm overthinking or it needs to do this. And overthinking doesn't help anybody or myself. It's made up in my mind of things that I can't control that don't even exist. So I think with that song, Demons, I'm singing about those things. I'm like, all right, I know who I am. I know what I've been through. I'm a little crazy. I'm going to dance with my demons. I'm going to give them my heart if they're hungry. Like, they're a part of me. I'm working on them. But also, sometimes you just got to be like, you know what? I'm not perfect. Whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah.
So... Yeah.
I think overthinking is a big thing for many people, actually. I think even more for younger people. I got the feeling, I don't know exactly, I don't know studies or something like that. But what would you, like, have you some advice for people, like, when they start overthinking, what can they do?
I think just to see what you can control in the moment. You know, it's what can I control now? If there's nothing I can control, I try to just be like, this isn't a thing. Mm-hmm. I can't control it. You know, sometimes when you get anxiety, if you're getting a fight with your best friend and I think the worst thing possible, they're not going to want to be my friend. That is not true. And it's not going to happen. I'm always like, calm down. But if there's things I can control, I'm like, oh, maybe I should type that email that's stressing me out. Let's get it done, you know? So for me, I'm like, what can I control in the moment? Let's do it. And then what I can't, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. There are also some songs about love, about relationships, about falling in love, mm-hmm. being in love. And yeah, some like I'm thinking of On Off, Off On, Off On.
Yeah.
Yeah, Off On.
On and off. On and off, off and on, on and on, off and on.
Yeah. And yeah, it's more about like a, I would say, toxic relationship, not a really healthy thing, like these kind of on-off relationships. Did you ever experience something like that? Or was it a thing in your life someday?
No, you know, what I usually do when I'm writing songs is if I've had an issue with a friend or mm-hmm. if I've been in a weird relationship or whatever, I always talk about the situation and then I turn it into like a love song. So even like one of the songs, A Minute Too Late, it's really about my best friend moving to another city to focus on his family. You know, he has two kids and he used to live the single life with me and we'd be out partying, having a crazy time. And when he was like, all right, I can't do this anymore, I got to go back to being a dad. And I was like, you left me alone. But for this song, it is about being going back and forth and being in situations where, you know, you deserve better and maybe the other person deserves better. But, you know, sometimes it's hard. And my friend was actually in that situation and it was just crazy having him come over and cry about his girlfriend and going back and forth. And I just was so inspired with that story. And I wrote a song about it.
Yeah, I can totally relate. Like, I'm getting in the age where my friends get married, have kids and blah, blah, blah. And there's no that much time we had when we studied together or something, you know. And it's kind of sad. Like, it's kind of losing someone, but not really. But, you know.
Yeah, you lose an aspect of familiarity that you have and like a safety place, you know. No matter what was going down, I could call that friend and be like, yo, I need to talk to you. Let's meet up, have a drink, dinner.
Yeah.
And then when that's kind of taken away, you're like, it's tough. And so that's kind of also what, you know, A Minute Too Late and some of these other songs are about, just the change of falling in and out of love with people and mm-hmm. relationships, because that's the journey of going through the next place in your life.
Yeah. And I really love the end of the album because mm-hmm. like before you have these deep lyrical songs, very like moving and stuff, and then you end it with the last song is a party song, as you said, Champagne King, you know, it's about living life, drinking, whatever. And the second last track is a voicemail about drinking tequila shots. I really like that one. What was that? Who was it on the talking on the voicemail?
So it's my best friend, Ben. He came to see me actually in Switzerland last year and we got in so much trouble because we stole the walkie talkies and we're like, crackhead this, number 42, big booty ho, where you at? And we had, you know, we had been having a good time and it was his first time seeing me perform live in like a big festival. And so I just felt like I really wanted to show people that side of me because that's a big side of who I am. And I felt, well, I have this voicemail from my best friend so people can really see what I'm like, you know. And he's like, where are you? I know you landed. Like, it's a voice note because we're meeting up. I had just landed from, I think, London and I was riding. And he's like, it's time to party. Tequila, tequila, where you at? And then it goes into Champagne King.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to show that that's a real side of who I am.
That is so funny. Yeah. Like, you let your inner child just get out.
Yes. And the lyrics for Champagne King starts, I don't care if you don't dance. You know we're about to get lit tonight, so you're gonna dance. Like, I don't care if you're afraid to dance today, you're gonna dance.
Yeah.
Get up on the floor, you know? Mm-hmm. So I wanted to show that.
Nice. Yeah. By the way, walkie-talkies, totally underrated. I think everyone should have one walkie-talkie in their life.
Oh, and the one at the festivals, they got like the good ones, you know? Like the ones that the police use, they're like real, real sturdy.
That's so fun. I love it. So why did you choose to end your album like that? Like with a party song?
Yeah, because, you know, my motto is it's okay to be going through stuff and it's okay to be sad and frustrated, but we can't end our day or our week or our months like that. It's important to have your sad time, but then, all right, come on, we got to get out of this.
Yeah.
And I wanted that to be the cheers of the album. We made it through. Life is not easy, but it's also not short as it's not also long as well. So sometimes you got to go through it. All right. Cheers. We're not promised tomorrow. Let's have a good time.
Yeah, totally. Ray Dalton fans, they have the best time of their lives right now because it's not just the album that you released. You announced an upcoming tour, your first headliner tour.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you feel about it? Are you scared? Are you happy, excited, everything together?
I'm happy and excited. I'm not scared at all because I get to see the fans in person and sing to them. I love to sing live. It's my favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. So we're just prepping after October. We start prepping for the tour and making it big and beautiful and nice. And yeah, come have a tequila with me, everybody.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. Are there free tequila shots for everyone?
Yeah, I think so, if they come.
Nice. But have you like any concrete plans in your mind when it comes to your shows? Do you have anything you can tell us what's happening?
Just intimate and a party and good music. You know, I really feel like you should be able to hear me sing even more enhanced. The music, the instrumentation, movement. Those are the big things for me that I really love to show.
Yeah. What is the song you're most exciting for to perform live?
I don't know.
They're maybe one of the new songs.
I don't know. They're so high. Yeah. I'm going to have to really train. But I mean, singing The Unknown is going to be fun. A Minute Too Late. I'm probably the most excited to sing Champagne King because that's just a good party one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. I definitely going to join when you come to Berlin. I'm really excited.
Good. Yeah. Heck yeah.
So, it's almost the end of the interview, but do you have anything, something that you've done or do like excessively, like, you know, like with no limit? Is there anything like gaming or whatever?
It really depends what the day of. Probably hanging out with my friends like all day, doing some type of, dirt biking or like I could do that all day. Mm-hmm. I also could go out and dance and drink all day. I like activities. Bingo. I could do bingo all night.
Bingo?
Bingo's not big here, is it?
No.
Oh.
I mean, maybe for grandmas and grandpas.
What? No. You have it bingoed right then. You have it bingoed right. Maybe I'll host a bingo party concert.
Yeah,
one of these
why
days.
Not? Everyone gets a bingo card at your concert.
Yeah,
at the
we
end.
Play a little bingo. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I love bingo. Yeah.
Nice.
Also, I could watch a good TV show all day. Give me some snacks.
Yeah.
Some good snacks. Couch. No plans. Turn off the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Watch all of Game of Thrones, Ray Donovan. Oh, I'm in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounds good. We have a challenge. It's called Energy TikTok Casting.
Uh-oh.
And the people joining, they can win their own radio show.
What?
Yeah, like normal people, nothing to do with media or something like that. So my question for you would be, if you could host your own show, like radio show for a few hours, one day, whatever, how would it look like? Like, what would you say? What themes would you... Yeah, just like from your stomach.
Hey, this is Ray Dalton on Energy Air, and you're listening to Ray Ray Interviews. Our first guest we have is Alvaro, and then we have Zoe Wees, and then we're going to have some NFL football players. Also, make sure to click the link below because you're going to get to play some bingo with me live in the studio. Did it, Ray Ray Dalton?
And now coming, now coming the unknown from me. I hope you like it.
Can I enter this contest? Shoot, I want my own TV, my own radio show.
Yeah. So you would actually, you would invite many, many stars and musicians.
Athlete stars.
Yeah, everyone in your phone.
I'd have it all. I think all, more information is the best.
Nice one. Yeah. I would love to hear it.
So how do you enter this contest? I'm going to really enter.
You really?
Yeah. Can I enter?
Of course.
Everybody can.
You're going to pick me though, right?
It's not my decision.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I love my own TV show. I don't know why I say TV, radio show.
Radio show. Yeah, nice. Thank you so much, Ray, for this interview.
It was
super nice. And yeah, see you next year, maybe.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.